Good morning, I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. A man was arrested for operating a motorcycle under the influence and additional charges during a traffic stop in Fond du Lac County over the weekend. Shortly after midnight Sunday, a trooper conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle near County Highway F and Vista Drive for equipment violations. Upon contact with the driver, signs of impairment and open intoxicants inside the vehicle were observed. The trooper conducted a search of the driver and found methamphetamine. A blood draw was conducted at an area hospital. 44-year-old Travis Balls from Plymouth was arrested and booked into the Fond du Lac County Jail with charges of operating a motor vehicle under the influence of fifth offense, possession of methamphetamine, and a probation hold. The driver was also cited for possession of open intoxicants. Three children died and seven others were rescued when a boat capsized on Geneva Lake during a strong storm on Friday. The storm rolled through about noon that day. Walworth County Sheriff's officials say it toppled trees, knocked down power lines, and damaged buildings. 10 people were on a privately owned motorboat. On board were 6 adults and 4 children. They were trying to get to safety when wind and waves overwhelmed the craft. It capsized and eventually sank. Rescue operations were able to get the 6 adults and 1 child out of the water. The 3 missing children were located after an intensive search. Life-saving measures were attempted at the scene and on the way to a nearby hospital. All 3 children were pronounced dead. The 4 children in the boat were wearing life jackets. Sheboygan County Sheriff's officials say a 40-year-old Sheboygan man died early Saturday morning after his motorcycle crashed north of Whistling Straits on Lakeshore Road and County Road Double M. Investigators say he was heading north on the road when he lost control of the bike, sending it crashing into a ditch. Life-saving efforts were made, but he died at the scene. The incident in the town of Mosel remains under investigation. Firefighters in Marcus Ann responded to a fire in a single-family home at 36 Willow Court Friday afternoon at 5:18 p.m. Heavy smoke was coming from the gables and soffit of their home when fire crews arrived. There was light smoke on the first floor and moderate smoke on the second floor. Conditions on the second floor quickly deteriorated. Fire crews exited the home and moved to a defensive strategy. Holes were cut in the gables of the home and roof to gain access to extinguish the fire. It was difficult to gain access to void spaces where the fire was, but eventually fire crews got back into the home for further extinguishment and overhaul. Some personal belongings were salvaged from the first floor, but the home was a total loss. No injuries were reported. Fire crews were on the scene for just under 4 hours. 9 fire departments were involved in efforts to put out the fire. Diverse Options of Ripon will hold their annual Brat Fry fundraiser at Emmanuel United Methodist Church Wednesday from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
Brats and cheeseburgers are $4, hot dogs $2, a burger $3, and chips and drinks are $1 each. The Brat Fry is being held in conjunction with a bake sale benefiting Ripon Cheer. Noreen Johnson of Diverse Options says they'll deliver brat orders over $40, but you have to call them in by tomorrow's 3 p.m. deadline.
So we'll have delivery available inside of Ripon if you order $40 or more. So if you're interested in that, just call Mary Robichaud at 920-748-6387.
Again, that phone number is 920-748-6387. You can also call that number for pre-orders if you want to just pick up your order at the church. The church is located at 401 West Fond du Lac Street in Ripon. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Fond du Lac County Board Supervisor Sarah Everson-Smith is stepping down from the board. Her resignation from the board takes effect August 1st. Everson-Smith is moving out of the district. Her term expires in April of 2028. She represents District 5 on the board, which includes parts of the town of El Dorado, town of Fond du Lac, and town of Lamartine. County Board Chairman Steve Abel is accepting applications for that seat on the board. Minimum requirements include being a U.S. citizen, age 18 or older, and having a residence within District 5. Those interested in serving on the county board should send a resume and cover letter with their name, address, and phone number to the Fond du Lac County Clerk, P.O. Box 1557, Fond du Lac, 54936. The deadline is Wednesday, July 15th. Everson-Smith was serving her 13th year on the Fond du Lac County Board. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.